Arizona Cardinals general manager Steve Keim was pulled over on the 4th of July, and the blood test he agreed to take revealed a blood alcohol level of more than twice the legal limit in the range of an extreme DUI. Keim reported to jail this week for a couple of nights as part of his legal punishment, and he'll get out today. His professional punishment from the Cardinals is a 5-week suspension and a $200,000 fine. This comes at a time that the Cardinals were in the headlines for another non-football-related matter, owner Michael Bidwell expressing his strong support for President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, a high school classmate of his. So what does all of this mean for how the Cardinals organization is viewed around the NFL? With me for a few minutes to talk about that is Eric Edholm of Pro Football Weekly. So, Eric, first of all, how big a deal is Steve Keim's extreme DUI and his subsequent suspension?
You can look at the work on the field, but when off-field incidents like this occur, it's naturally going to be kind of a black eye for the organization. And, you know, general managers, I remember Roger Goodell saying when he first took office, we're going to hold coaches, administrators, GMs, et cetera, to a higher standard than we do the players. Where, you know, they are, kind of up the food chain, and they are, you know, direct representations of their clubs. So, you know, players come and go maybe a little more frequently, and certainly those are leadership positions that require a little more accountability in the NFL's eyes. It reflects negatively on the team and is a bad look for somebody who's supposed to be a model for the organization.
I don't know how much contact the players have with the GM. Is there any reason to think that would be, if in the future Keim wants to discipline someone? People had mentioned that they got rid of Michael Floyd, the former wide receiver, fairly quickly when he had a DUI. Is that an issue potentially with player relations in any way?
It possibly could be. I think there's obviously simmering tensions that will sort of be awakened here in the next coming, you know, 2-3 years, because the current collective bargaining agreement between the league and between the players' union is going to be expiring after the 2020 season. So there's already kind of that looming tension between players and teams. It's easy to kind of separate them into two different squads. So, you know, those types of things will always be there. In this specific case with Keim and the players, is it possible, you know, that a player runs into similar trouble to what Keim did, you know, goes into his office, Keim lectures him, and he says, hey, wait a minute, what about you? So, yeah, that is possible. And I'm sure a player's agent would do the talking for him in cases like that.
Former head coach Bruce Arians, who is beloved here and beloved really across the NFL, it seems, for his glib nature, a fun guy, talked a lot. One of the things he would joke about often is how much he drank. And there was a story that when they first had the job interview, they went to this restaurant and drank each other under the table. Is that still kind of the culture of football and that, and that's okay? Or is something like that an issue?
Yeah, I think a generation or two, a story like that wouldn't be uncommon at all. And I think it would elicit more laughs than groans. You know, you hear a coach from the 90s even, or the 80s or before that, and they tell a story like that. It's sort of just accepted into the coaching culture and the football culture that, you know what, you finish up with work, you go tip a few back at the local saloon. That's just sort of part of the deal. You know, times maybe have changed a little bit, and certainly anybody with a smartphone could, you know, could run into a coach or a GM or a team president or anybody like that, perhaps even a team owner, and see them inebriated, put it on the internet, and all of a sudden it's a whole different story. Somehow, if we don't see those guys out drinking, we can't visually picture it, it somehow isn't as bad. It's still there in the culture, but do we talk about it a little differently and perceive it a little differently? Yeah, I think we do.
So I asked you about how Steve Keim's DUI situation could potentially affect relationship with players. One other question related to relationship with players has to do with Cardinals owner Michael Bidwill, who, having gone to an academy in high school with the latest Supreme Court nominee by President Trump, he was very open about supporting Brett Kavanaugh, wanted to tell people how great he was. Is there anything there, considering he has not been silent about whether he feels like players should stand for the national anthem and that kind of thing? Is that anything that could fester?
Yeah, I think there's some perceived, you know, I don't want to say duplicity or whatever, but just, you know, just being a little bit sort of two-faced about the thing, which is, hey, the message before from Bidwell was, you're on our time. You can't, you know, you can take your political protests. And so, I mean, again, I'm paraphrasing, but, you know, not on the team's clock, so to speak. But then he can march over to an ArizonaCardinals.com reporter and say, all right, start recording. I got a story for you to write, and I'm going to, you know, endorse a political figure. So, yeah, I mean, he's the team owner. He can do whatever he wants. That's sort of the deal. And yet players can certainly look at that and say, all right, I see how it is. You know? And the anthem policy that has been enacted by the NFL, one that's, you know, it's been criticized by players. It's been criticized now by President Trump. It seems like a no-win situation for them. They've kind of backed themselves into the corner.
Eric Edholm is a writer for Pro Football Weekly.